South Dakota soybean farmers recently hosted a farm-to-fork celebration at the Bruce Haynes Farm south of Mitchell. The event brought everyday consumers, business leaders, and policymakers together with soybean farmers. Host Bruce Haynes is a farmer director with the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff. He believes the farm-to-fork gathering helps bridge the gap between farmers and their customers.
There's only 28, 29,000 farmers left in South Dakota, so that's only about 3% of our population. So we need to showcase what we do out here on the farm, and we need people to come, and I call this an old-fashioned picnic, so we can network with people that we don't always see in an environment where they can see soybeans being grown and they can see things themselves. And it's all about conservation, safe foods, understanding the foods that we eat, where they come from, and how they're raised.
While agriculture is a highly technical industry, Haynes says it's still about people, farmers raising food for families around the globe. Haynes explained to his guests that despite challenges in agriculture, the soybean industry is adapting, creating demand for the oil and meal crushed from the soybean.
This is our chance now to adapt to what the world and what the country wants, and soybeans are fitting into that slot very well.
Currently, 52% of South Dakota soybeans are processed here in the state, with the oil going for human consumption and biofuels, while the soybean meal feeds livestock here and abroad.
But it's finding new uses for the same great soybean that we raise every day.
Soybean farming and processing, two engines helping to drive the economy here in South Dakota. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.